You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and joining us to talk about what's happening in our area involving the visual arts is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, Omari Raj. Hello, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
You are not alone today.
No, I am not alone. We're not alone. We have my good friend sitting across from us, Donald Harrison. I don't know how Donald describes himself now, but I guess we first met when he was Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, and he's since moved on from that post and is maybe now doing independent filmmaking, video projects. It's all very cool stuff.
Exactly, Omar. It's great to be here. Good to see you.
Welcome.
You're also doing very cool stuff in the arts world these days.
This is a cool table, officially. I was hoping that we could get Donald on today to talk a little bit about this Ypsilanti Experimental Space, or YES, to find out what's going on in Ypsi these days in terms of creative art spaces. Donald, yeah. What's happening?
Yes, we love to say yes at the Ypsi Experimental Space.
Oh, I get it. Took me that long.
It's a project that I'm part of with Mark Tucker, who you know from Festifools and Full Moon fame. And there's a couple other people that we have involved in this project. And really, it is an emphasis on the capital E in experimental, because we don't have an exact mission or plan. We're actually still building the space out to try to figure out how many different things we can do creatively within that space. But it's right downtown. It's a part of Mix, the store right on the corner, and they've been fantastic to be a part of. And it used to be a little theater. It can seat about 40 people. But we've been building it up so that we can do more types of events, really creative events within this community. And so there's going to be micro-cinema screenings happening there. There's going to be some puppetry. There's already been workshops for festivals happening there. Right now we have a ping pong table and some black lights set up. A little bit of a nighttime exhibition. So if you drive by, it's pretty fun to look inside and see this sort of black and white painting that Lavinia and Jim Cherowick put together a few weeks ago.
Can you participate or you just look at it?
We're not open all the time right now. Okay. It's sort of an ad hoc basis as we get our schedule together. But we're going to be doing more events in the spring and then coming in the summer as far as open to the public. So really depends. Are we open? Are we there? Mark and myself, we have some other projects we're working on. So, again, emphasis on the experimental. But it's been a lot of fun to really plug into what's happening in Ypsi right now. And because we are feeling like we're part of what's happening as far as like a little bit of a movement that's going on there.
The giant heads that are outside on the storefront are a certain they're really wonderful, right? They're the Festivals-esque heads, the two of them.
Is that what's up there right now?
It keeps changing. Well, this is what I saw on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that was up there, and I think now it might have changed. We have a time-lapse video of the space getting painted over a few days. So it's constantly changing. We're coming in there and getting creative.
Solid, and we find out more. We keep in touch where?
Purely right now on Facebook. So great. If you look up YES, Ypsi Experimental Space, we've been building the following on there and posting events and pictures and all that kind of stuff. And there's going to be more sort of public events and programming happening in the coming weeks and months.
Well, congrats, Donald. There is certainly a shortage of art spaces, creative spaces in town, and it's really wonderful to see you all activating a space. Certainly Mark Maynard with his new venture in Ypsi.
Right around the corner.
What's that going to be?
Landline Studios. That's now officially a go. And so Mark Maynard and Jesse, who's one of the owners of Worst Bar, they bought a building across from the bus station. And so it's really on that same block. You've got the Ypsi Ale House just around the corner as well, Dreamland Theater, Bonacera. So it feels like a lot of exciting things happening there. But I'm going to be one of the studios. I'm going to have my film studio in there with other artists. So it's helping replace a little bit of what we lost when Spur Studios closed a year ago, which I was part of at the end.
That's Donald Harrison. This is Art and Soul. Omari Rush is here as well. What else is going on around town?
Lisa, well, we got a concentration of photography-related exhibitions happening in the area. Certainly at the Ann Arbor Arts Center, we have our Art Now photography exhibition running through May 14. And it's all about photography of the moment.
Hmm.
It's photography that you look at it and you don't just see pictures of animals. You don't just see landscapes. I love looking at your landscape pictures.
He's trying
pictures,
to spare
Lisa.
Me on my sunrise sunset pictures that I'm always showing him from my phone. I have flowers too. Yes.
Those are really wonderful. But
you're welcome.
These photographs really play with process and explore process in photography. Also deal in abstraction. Really great stuff. Again, open at the Ann Arbor Arts Center through May 14. Millie Tibbs, our curator, did a really wonderful job curating the show. Artists from around the country, actually international. There's an
wow.
Italian artist in the show. Mm. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about what our friends over at UMA, the University of Michigan Museum of Art, are doing. Albert Kahn, noted architect,
right.
has photos of his work up in UMA as well for an exhibition all about construction of Albert Kahn work, the Ann Arbor area in Detroit, in the former Soviet Union. You know, Albert Kahn was an innovator when it came to building materials, did the Willow Run Bomber Plant, Hill Auditorium, the Cadillac Place / GM building in Detroit. All of these structures are massive, impressive, lots of concrete, and this UMA exhibition really explores what it means for these structures to have been built. You just get more of an appreciation for architecture and his work, so I'd say absolutely go ahead and check that out. That runs through July 3rd. So.
Okay.
Photography all around town.
And that again is at?
Oh, the University of Michigan Museum of Art.
Art. Where I think our current guest, who has not left us yet, has something. Is that where you're saying you have something on display as well?
Correct, right. So there is also an exhibition called Monumental Portraits at UMA right now. And Zhu Weizhen, the Chinese artist, has these large-scale paintings that he's done over the years of the Cultural Revolution and of coal miners. And my studio produced a 10-minute film portrait of this portrait artist, which is playing in the museum and also on YouTube. So you can learn more about his whole process. And he's a big deal. It's a really great show.
Say his name again.
Sure.
I love the way
Zhu Weizhen.
That's so cool. So I'm way out of my league with you guys here.
No,
but
no.
I am so grateful that you are here sharing this information. And last week we heard some interesting news about Ken Fisher leaving UMS. And Amari, you worked for him for like 10 years?
Yes. Lisa, just a great big shout out to Ken Fisher, boss, mentor, I'd like to say friend also. He's done really amazing work at UMS, also nationally and internationally in the arts community. I feel like a better person, a better professional because of Ken, and I wish him all the best as he transitions into a new and wonderful set of life experiences with his wife Penny and their family, and we really appreciate what he's done for our community.
Going to be some big shoes to fill.
Giant.
Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, and Donald Harrison, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.